And I'm here with Leslie and Marta from Love Sees No Borders. And you're both co-founders of it, is that correct?
Correct.
And you're here today at the Immigrant Rights Summit to talk about same-sex immigration rights. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on in that arena, specifically post 9/11?
Well, because we are gays and lesbians, our relationships are not recognized. Therefore, we're denied the basic human right of sponsoring our foreign partners into the country. Under current law, only qualifying family members are allowed to bring their significant others, that includes spouses and children, and same-sex partners do not qualify as qualifying family members. If you take into consideration that 75% of all green cards issued are issued to family members based on family reunification, we're severely discriminated against because of this. After September 11th, things grew very, very harsh for us. We rely on a plethora of non-immigrant visas. Those are temporary visas, such as student visas, tourist visas, work visas, and all of these visas have been harder to get. Students have had a crackdown to the point that even universities are bitching. Sorry.
It's okay. You can say
to the point that even universities are complaining to lawmakers because international students are the cash cows many times for colleges and universities. In addition, tourist visas have been severely cramped as well, and employers, because of the economic turndown, are not hiring foreign workers as much. And when you rely on these visas, it's really hard. Recently, we've seen so many corporate scandals at WorldCom and Enron. Can you imagine if your family happiness depended on the integrity of people like Jeff Skilling from Enron? We were almost separated because I was laid off in the middle of the dot-com bubble. I was able to find a new job. But after seeing all of these scandals, I mean, our happiness was immediately directly tied to a work to the workplace. Can you imagine being in the hands of these unscrupulous people? That's pretty much where we're at.
Now, what are some other reasons, or what are some other ways that INS and other organizations and the federal government keep couples from being together here in America, like, you know, possibly diseases, HIV, things like that?
First of all, there have been cases in the past where if the INS has a suspicion that a foreigner has a same-sex partner in the United States, the INS understands that people in this situation have no long-term way to be together legally in many cases if there's no work visa that would lead to a green card. So Americans have no ability to sponsor their partners, but the INS, knowing this, has in the past turned people away from our borders who were just coming here to spend time with their American partners. But if there is a supposition that these people could be at risk for overstaying their visas, the INS has sometimes turned people away and not enabled them to come and visit their American partners. The other issue is HIV. Until 1994, it was illegal. Let me say that again. It is still illegal for anybody from outside of the United States to come here if they are HIV positive.
There's a ban on
there is an HIV ban.
People.
The only way somebody can come into this country that has HIV, other than sometimes there can be an occasional waiver, the only way someone can come into this country who has HIV is if they are married to an opposite sex partner. So same-sex partners have no ability to get married. Therefore, we do not have the ability to bring anyone into this country who has HIV.
But this is not an issue about marriage. Marriage provides, at the federal level, marriage provides...